Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:50 British Summer Time. Well, this has been an enormously interesting day in here, and some of these commodities have been really right around the houses. And kicking off, natural gas was remarkably strong in here today. The high of the day was at 8:54 and a half, but you had this rumor come out that there was an excessive supply about, and you've got that inventory data coming out tomorrow, so markets were a little bit nervous, and it's given up the vast majority of that advance. It's at 787 right now, so that's up 29 points on the day, but it's well off over 800 points up that it was earlier on today. So what that's telling us is that there's still a lot of nervousness in this market. And even though you've got this very hot weather coming through, I think a lot of people are looking at this inventory data, and it's going to be very interesting to see where exactly inventories are, given that you've had this remarkably hot weather and a massive drawdown from air conditioner and power station usage. At least that's the assumption. Of course, you've also got Hurricane Chris. Well, I think it's a bit presumptuous yet to call it hurricane, but they do think it's going to be upgraded to a hurricane either early today, or sorry, late today or early tomorrow, and that's starting to move into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the farther into the Gulf it gets, the more nervous energies are going to start looking. And if this develops into a strong hurricane, it's still well below Force 1 hurricane, but if that develops into a stronger hurricane, again, that nervousness is going to go up, and we're going to have to pay for that in energy prices. Anyone who's long is definitely it's definitely well worth holding on, at least for the moment. I'm waiting for. I was terribly tempted in here today to pay up for natural gas at 8:50, but I didn't bother because, quite simply, I don't want to pay up for this because it's a remarkably volatile commodity, and that was influenced over the last 3 days, where it's really jumped around an awful lot. And the amount of money that I would have to allocate to the trade just to stay in it is more than I particularly want to risk right now. So I bought Hugoton Royalty Trust instead, which is a natural gas provider. And that generally tends to track the price, and it has been doing so over the last couple of days. And I'm going to use that as a proxy until I see a more opportune time to get into the actual natural gas, having failed to buy it when it was back around $6. Now, that's enough about gas. Oil is up 79 cents in here, 75.70 on the front month, so that's still pushing up there, well with it or. Quite close to the highs in here right now. You've also got gasoline up 4.38, it's at 2.32. You've got the backwardation in there. Now, a couple of these other commodities are interesting as well. Silver was up to 12.29 earlier on today. It's up 41 cents right now at 12.15, but it's put in this higher high. It's a little bit off the high right now, so it's not quite as strong as it has been, but having put in that higher high, and you've got the progression of rising lows, and you'd had that climactic ending back in June, it's starting to look a bit better in here. And of the precious metals, I think silver is probably the best looking one of them, and that's why I took a small position in that one today as well. And the last commodity I'm going to talk about is this Robusta coffee, because I was just doing a sort of I click around today, and I realized that I hadn't been looking at Robusta for a while. I must have accidentally deleted it from my click through. And Robusta is looking really very, very nice. So, depending, hopefully that's not going to fall out of bed completely tomorrow morning. But I think I'm quite tempted to take a small position in that because it looks like it's breaking up again, having completed that first step above the base. And with that news that the suppliers or the crop has failed in Vietnam, and Vietnam is, I think, the biggest supplier of Robusta coffee in the world. So those are all really quite bullish. And again, I think I'll make a decision this evening and see what the charts look like in the morning before taking a position there, because I really only saw it very close to the end of trade in here today. Now, moving on. In the US, you had some very good earnings come out today, and that has pushed up the equity markets. The S&P is up 10 points. It's at 1281, so it's right at the top of the range here, and it looks like it's going to break out here. And that is while that has lagged most of the other, particularly the European markets, that is positive action. So not only have we had higher highs, but now, or sorry, higher lows, it looks like we're going to get a higher high, at least on the S&P. The Dow Jones is looking the same, and the Nasdaq. Well, the Nasdaq is definitely well off the highs, and has yet to break the progression of lower highs. So it's still very much in a downtrend. Once we see the Nasdaq starting to turn up, that will be a very positive signal for other equity markets. Now, because you had this very strong earnings come out in the U.S. today, that helped the European markets, and the CAC and the DAX are both up over 1.5%. The DAX is at 56.80, up 84 points. The FTSE, it was up 51 points at 59.32. But there was six markets in the U in Europe today were all up over 1%. That was France, Germany, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, and Sweden were all up over 1%. So that's really quite good action. Now, looking at Japan, I haven't talked about Japan for a couple of days, and the second section is looking a little bit more positive here. But if you look at that chart over the last 6 or 7 months, there really is a progression of lower highs, and it's very much in a corrective phase and technically within a downtrend, and it needs to break out of that. Of course, everyone, particularly when you see these people on CNBC, they're talking a lot about focusing on the big caps and looking at defensive stocks. So the small caps are really getting hammered in here, and that's what the section is made up of. The topics in the Nikkei are still within their overall correction. They also are lagging the European markets, which are of the developed markets are certainly the sexiest. There's no doubt about it. You had some interesting action too in India, which is you'll see that Nifty chart I put up there, which is more or less tracking the U.S. markets. In fact, it's right at the top of the range, and it's looking quite positive. But again, it would need to sustain a break above that to offset potential for further ranging. Now, looking at the bonds are up marginally in here today. They're at 108.11, so up 2 points. Not really capitalizing on that break above 8. Oh, sorry, 108. And the thing is that you've got this enormous supply of bonds out there. And while many people are, I think you can look at that very long-term chart of government bond yields, and say that it has really only rallied to the downtrend and probably hasn't broken up yet. But I do think that that low that we saw a couple of years ago on long-term government bond yields was the low. And while it can be argued whether or not it's broken up from its base or not, I think it's almost certain that we're not going to go back to those lows, which means that any rally in government bonds is a good shorting opportunity once those trends start to lose momentum or lose their consistency. Now, I think it's a bit early to say that government bonds have moved into an uptrend, certainly not. And we've only had a very bare move above an area of slight resistance. What we're seeing really is that the government bonds are lagging. There's not a whole pile of interest on the upside. And of course, that is because inflation risks are still very much to the fore. And even though we've got a slowing economy, the inflation figures continually come out to be just that little bit higher. Now, because of course the fact that they've massaged those figures so much and they're still coming out a little bit higher, means that inflation is really very much with us. And even though we may be at a medium-term peak in interest rates, and they may even lower rates in the next 6 to 9 months, at some point that there's a possibility of that happening. Over the very long term, over the next 5 to 10 to 15 years, we're probably going to see, we're almost certainly going to see, higher interest rates in rolling waves. Now, right now we're probably at the crest of that initial wave, and we're probably going to see a pause, if not this time, then the next, and potentially we could even see some rate cuts. But the low, or the trough, is not going to be anywhere close to those 1% rates that we saw 3 years ago. I think that's really very, very unlikely. So we're in a secular bull market for government bond yields, or a bear market for prices, and that's going to be a major headwind for equity markets over the long term. But that's some more Friday audios type stuff, and I will leave you here tonight with My best wishes, and if there's anything at all we can help you out with or anything you'd like me to cover, don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.